Welcome back. It's Mark Steiner. It's that time of the week. Anna Walsh is here, City Paper Managing Editor and Eats and Drinks Editor. Anna, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. So what's happening here? The 2015 Holiday Guide, wasn't that last week?
Oh, we have just so many holiday guides for you. So the last one was the Holiday Gift Guide.
Oh, and this is... Okay.
And this is the Holiday Events Guide.
Okay.
So, you know, around the holidays, there are all sorts of these specialty holiday season things going on. Lots of concerts, you know, lots of family and friend opportunities. So we picked some of the upcoming events that we think sound really cool, you know, like East Jackson's party after Christmas. The Baltimore Rock Opera Society is having a show on, I believe it's New Year's Eve. So some of those things. But we also, because of City Paper, threw in a few recommendations of our own of things you can do this holiday season.
Yeah, like what?
Might not even involve you leaving your couch, like watching
like
a Christmas story as many times as humanly possible. On Christmas Day. Another one was either to... Hold on. I'm trying to remember how I phrased this. Get drunk on Christmas without your relatives noticing. So, you know, if you have to spend a lot of time with your family, but they're only really tolerable when you've got a little buzz going, how to do that throughout the day without them noticing. So... Lots of fun event suggestions like that for you.
I'll look for that article. So,
right.
A Christmas Story. I mean, that's I think when I was a little kid, I remember my favorite was Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I really liked that one when I was a kid.
My
dad is like a hardcore A Christmas Story fan. Like, we took a family vacation up to Cleveland to go to the museum that they have up there for A Christmas Story. So, you know, the exterior of the house that they of the family's house is located in Cleveland. So they took that house and turned it into a museum about the movie. And so our family vacation was going to this house and meeting the woman who played one of the angry elves when Ralphie goes to meet Santa. And I think that was like one of my dad's like happiest memories is going to that house.
So in your holiday guide, you have that we should argue about current events with your uncle.
Yeah, well, we sort of have like a point counterpoint. Brandon Sartenberg says you should avoid talking about politics with the family, and Rebecca Kirkman argues that you should argue about politics with your drunk racist uncle. We sort of present both sides of it and let you figure out how you want to proceed. So tips either way.
Well, in life, we don't have a lot of arguments politically. We do have some, but we're always on the same page with a lot of stuff. We have
yeah.
a lot in our family.
Yeah, that's got to be good.
So what else? What else do we have in this issue? I saw a piece, Mobtown Beat, about homeless teens confused by chaos of city policy. What's that story?
Yeah, so if you, you know, Missy and Sugar, who you had on your show a couple of weeks
yes,
ago,
right,
they're two of the
right.
subjects of Joe Giordano's photo essay on homeless teens in Baltimore. And as we were wrapping up that photo essay, we found out that they were having a lot of, or they were hearing that they were going to be kicked out of the housing that they were currently residing in. And so we sort of dug in to figure out, okay, how do all of these homeless programs work? And it turns out, at least for the program that Missy and Sugar are in, it's very complicated, you know, trying to figure out how these programs are being funded and for how long they're going to be funded and where their sources of funding are coming from and what all of the stipulations of them are is really difficult to parse. So Ed Erickson tries to dig into it a little bit to explain the situation. And, you know, if it's difficult for us as reporters to figure out what's going on, it's obviously that much more difficult for the homeless populations that these programs are supposed to serve to actually understand, you know, whether or not they're still going to have housing in a month. So
and I see that when you have your usual power rankings, you have mm-hmm. you give John Angelos.
Yeah, so he was on Dave Zirin's podcast,
yes,
which is sports
right.
recently, and they had a really good conversation about about politics and about Baltimore, and just sort of presented himself very well and represented Baltimore sports quite nicely.
I think he has. I mean, he's in the poor Baltimore Ravens. We don't even talk about that. But So do you have something special about eating in this issue?
Yes, I do. So Jen Ladd, who was actually my predecessor as the city paper copy editor, has a really great article about the International Christmas Beer Exchange, which is this party that was started in a Baltimore row house about 20 years ago and grew from a group of six friends getting together to swap six packs to 100 plus people parties, where everybody would try to gather beers from all over the country or all over the world sometimes to try to one up each other to see who could bring the most rare beer. And this is the final year that they're doing this, so it's a nice reflection on this tradition that's sort of been blossoming in a Baltimore neighborhood for 20 years. And then I also have my next installation of War and Peace, my food column. And in this one, I talk about food deserts and trying to figure out what they actually mean, because food deserts are a really popular policy.
Right.
Yeah, really popular policy buzzword, sort of. And a lot of, you know, the city of Baltimore released a report about them here this summer and has been, you know, saying that they're going to end food deserts. But there's a lot of uneven research. Uneven is the best way to put it, I guess, as to what actually defines a food desert, what the effects are of food deserts. You know, there's a correlation between food deserts and diseases such as diabetes or high blood pressure, but that doesn't mean there's like causation there. There are so many other factors that go in, like poverty and economic stressors and environmental stressors or trauma, you know, that could be playing a part.
I'm going to read that article, and I'll call you about that article. Maybe there'll be another episode we'll do here on our Soundbite series.
Sure.
See what you've written and get a good discussion going. I'm looking forward to reading that, so I will do that this evening. So, Anna Walsh, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Always good to talk to you. City Paper Managing Editor and its Eats and Drinks Editor, joining us here on the Mark Steiner Show weekly to tell us what's happening in the Baltimore City Paper that you can find all over the city. Anna, take care.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andrea Melton. Our interns are Sienna Grease, Manifa Wilson, and Calvin Perry, who's in the house today. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. And the podcast, The Mark Steiner Show, and share it with your friends. Please visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM. The voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.